Welcome back in Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Great to have you on this Friday. We're broadcasting live from the Omni Nashville Hotel inside of Kitchen Notes. Nick Hale, Derek Mason, Chase McKay back at the Game Nashville Studios. We will get to Stick to Sports in just a moment, but Derek Mason's got to do a little shout-out here.
Absolutely. Hey, Chase, was that T-Swizzle?
I don't know. No, it was Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson. I should have known that one. That one I should have known. My fault. But quickly, as much as we, you know, when we talk about youth sports, we baseball gets a lot of attention around here, rightfully so, because we've had some teams in the greater Nashville area that have made it to the Little League World Series and has done a really excellent job. And we've always talked about them on this station here at 102.5 The Game. But I want to just give a quick shout out to a soccer team here. It's the, let me get it right. It's the TSC, which stands for Tennessee Soccer Club, the 2003 Boys Showcase Team. They are playing in the U.S. Soccer Southern Regionals in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's a 16 teams from Texas to North Carolina. The winner moves on to the Nationals. This particular team, this is the second year in a row that they're in the showcase, and they made it to the regional, so that's big for them. The game ended in a tie, so they will play Saturday. A good friend of mine's son is playing Ross on that team, so I just want to say congratulations for moving on and playing Saturday or Sunday and having an opportunity to move on further than that. So good luck to that team. Hopefully they can win, move on, and play in the Nationals.
All right, good stuff out of Derek. Best of luck to that team. Right now, Chase McCabe, let's stick to sports.
Let's see how smart the guys really are. No funny business. Stick to sports. Now on Morning Drive.
All right, it's time to stick to sports. It's brought to you by Decorating Den Interiors. Stick with the pros of Decorating Den when you're ready to decorate your home, office, or outdoor spaces. Request a complimentary appointment online at decoratingden.com.
All right, let's start things off. The NBA draft was last night. DeAndre Ayton went number one overall to the Phoenix Suns. The biggest NBA draft bust of all time, in your humble opinion, is whom?
I'm going to let you go with that one first.
I'm going to go with I got two of them. I've got Darko Milicic from 2003 when the Pistons took him, and that was, I think, the same draft class as Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm. Was LeBron in the same one?
Yeah,
as
LeBron.
Well?
Uh-huh.
And that's a bad one. And then going back to 1984 when Portland took Sam Bowie instead of Michael Jordan.
That probably was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, I think, when Sam Bowie and everybody, I mean, granted, you didn't know Michael Jordan was going to be Michael Jordan because he wasn't even the best player on that Carolina team.
The guy was cut in high school as a junior.
Exactly, but it was James Worthy, and they had Sam Perkins. So he had some bona fide studs on that team. No one knew Michael would be Michael. But Sam Bowie was drafted number one, and it never panned out. I think in most recent history, I think Milicic would be one, but then also, the Cavs drafted him first overall.
Anthony Bennett?
Yeah, Anthony Bennett. The Cavs drafted out of Kansas. The Cavs, was it Kansas? Yeah, I believe so.
No, Anthony, you're thinking about Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, but Bennett.
Anthony Bennett was UNLV?
Yeah, okay. I think you're right. They drafted Bennett, and he never materialized to anything. They end up trading him away. Luckily, the next following year, I think they got Kyrie Irving. But they drafted this guy right after LeBron left, and they thought he was going to be the guy that was going to keep, you know, Cleveland on the map.
Well, how about the fact that Portland, not only did they screw up Bowie over Jordan, 20 years later they screw it up again. They took Greg Oden instead of Kevin Durant.
But I don't think that's a bust, because when Greg Oden was playing, he was a top center. But his knees just gave out.
So you won't call somebody a bust if injuries derail him?
No, but they shouldn't have drafted him because he had injury problems in college. His knees were bad in college. They took a chance. And when he did play, he was a legit star. Mm-hmm. But he didn't play much because of the injuries.
Okay.
The microfracture in his knees.
Yep.
Number two.
Real quick, World Cup update. Brazil scores in the 91st minute to take a 1-0 lead over Costa Rica. In the game going on right now. So high drama in the World Cup. Your favorite spot, you know, my birthday is actually Monday, but celebrating this weekend, your favorite spot to go eat for your birthday?
And
it can be a local place in Philly, Nick, if you want to say that.
Well, no. I mean, if I can find a King Crab Leg buffet, that would be a go-to for me. But you know what? Those are hard to come by sometimes. I'm just going to go Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
I love Red Lobster.
Nice.
Cheddar Bay biscuits, man.
to me, I don't know. I love anything Italian. Obviously, I don't eat the meat. But anything Italian. But it's like wherever the kids choose to take me.
What's your go-to Italian dish?
I used to love, chicken parm was like the go-to.
Over lasagna?
Yes, chicken parm over lasagna.
Chicken parm over veal parm?
Yes, chicken parm. Oh, my goodness.
Chicken parm is good.
If it's made authentically, oh, so good, man.
Grilled chicken parm or fried chicken parm?
Fry with the coating over it. Yeah.
The breading.
Yeah.
You know who's a big fan of chicken parm?
Guys, we butter noodles.
Manning.
Manning. Chicken parm, you taste so good.
So do you have a specific spot or just anywhere?
No, I don't have a specific spot.
Just give Derek Olive Garden.
Give me a spot where they serve really, really good Italian food.
Number three.
So we've been talking about Nick and losing his wallet today and setting it on top of the car.
A little bit.
Do have an update.
But go ahead. We'll
continue. Okay. All right.
That was just a tease.
So it made me think about what pocket do you usually carry your wallet in? Or are you one of those people that you just leave it in your car and you only get it when you need to? I actually carry mine in my side pocket, which I know is a little unusual, but I don't want to sit on it. So I prefer and... It's close. Like, I feel like I always can feel it. Nobody can grab it. So I go with the side pocket. What about you guys?
Yeah, you and I are on the same page with that. I go front right side pocket. I don't like putting it in the back. It's not so much because about sitting on it. It's I don't want to get somebody to swipe it from me.
Right.
So I'm with you, Chase.
I don't carry a wallet.
Well, excuse me.
But don't.
Cash, homie.
I have my credit cards, but I just don't. Like, I carry something that I guess it resembles a wallet.
Really, like a money clip?
It's like a little case thing that I have but I hold it in my hand.
Yeah.
So, because I don't put it in my pocket. When I'm walking through the mall or something, I have it in my hand. I don't put it in my pocket because I don't want it to bulge out of the back of my jeans. I don't want to put it in my front pocket because I don't want it to bulge out my front pocket.
Oh, it can't disrupt your flow.
It can't disrupt my flow when I'm walking, man. You know, so I don't put it nowhere in my pocket. I hold it in my hand. You know, I can't have anything disrupting the flow, so I keep it going.
You know, I never put my cell phone in my pocket.
You're not supposed to.
I always carry the phone.
Yeah, you're supposed to carry the phone. I carry my phone
and my
wallet.
I have never had a butt dial in my life. Because it's never in my pocket.
Yeah, you got it.
I carry my cell phone in my pocket. Never had a butt dial because I always lock it.
And I don't understand how the butt dial even happens.
Dial really, no, it does happen sometimes.
It happens all the time to people. Like, yeah. I love my dad, but he butt dials me more than anybody, and I don't understand it. I don't understand how it happens.
But phones don't come with actually buttons anymore.
But still, if they're so sensitive, if you forget to lock the phone, or if you're someone that... You're someone that don't lock your phone, then you can't accidentally butt dial somebody. The last person you call, you butt dial them.
Right. Let's see how.
Hey, wrong button.
Number four.
Give Chase a mulligan.
I was like, wait, that's not right. So we were talking about my love affair with buttered noodles, and we had a gentleman actually call in earlier to give me a recipe. For buttered noodles. This isn't really a question. This is more of a comment. And he said you take butter, you take some Parmesan cheese, you take salt and pepper and a little garlic and mix it all together.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Sounds good.
I'm in.
I like that.
I'm 100%.
Now, Derek, you would eat that. There's not meat in there.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Although I don't know really how many recipes you can actually concoct for buttered noodles because it's noodles and it's... butter.
But you gotta have, like, for me, the Parmesan cheese is key. Like, if I don't have Parmesan cheese, I'm not as big of a fan.
So if it's just butter, salt, and pepper on the noodles,
No.
It's a big decline for you?
We gotta have some cheese in there. And
I mean,
honestly,
there's only so many things you can do. It's not like it's a spaghetti sauce where there's, 30 different kinds of recipes you can make for your homemade sauce.
No, that's why you put some cheese in. Like, whether it's, I've even had it with a little mozzarella, but it's got to be Parmesan. Like, you got to have that in there. That's got to be a part of it. Otherwise, it's just not as good.
I don't know if I'm going mozzarella. It's the noodle is doughy, and then the stringy cheese. That's a little too globby for me. The Parmesan cheese is nice. You get that shredded parm, and you sprinkle it across.
Yeah. Either the shredded parm or just, your standard powdered.
A little garnish around the bowl with a little parsley flake, a little chili pepper.
See, I don't even need that. That just gets in the way. I don't even need that.
Presentation's kind of important.
I don't care. I'm eating it.
For a chef, it is, but for somebody that's just cooking it at home, no.
So you think presentation's overrated?
It's not overrated.
When I'm at a restaurant, if you got a nice little garnish around it, I think you're adding to the ambiance and the experience that I'm paying for.
I'm not saying at a restaurant it's overrated. I'm saying at home it's overrated.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw it on my plate.
I mean, this is coming from a group of guys that eat cereal out of the box.
So true.
Who are we throwing stones?
Number five.
And finally, this is actually a follow-up question. I had this epiphany this morning because... So I was going to stop and get breakfast.
I know Tiffany.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever had breakfast at Tiffany's?
No.
That's a song in a movie.
Exactly.
I was going to stop and get breakfast and, had a little mix up of things. So I came on in. I didn't stop. And I'm sitting here during the show and I'm like, man, I'm hungry. So I go to my office and I get some Ritz crackers. And I'm eating Ritz crackers and it hits me. And I said, I think I'm a 5-year-old because I love buttered noodles and Ritz crackers and, the occasional juice, something like that. Do you guys think, am I turning 31 or am I just going back to 5?
No, you are a 31-year-old going on 5. There's no question.
You are 31, really 13.
But
just
like you're
the numbers around.
You're a more mature 31-year-old than I was. Like 3 years ago, I was a lot more immature than you. But that being said, your food and the way you consume products is very childish.
Is that a bad thing?
No, not necessarily.
You have like kitty consumption problems.
Unless you're going out, unless you're going out on a date and you take your date to Chuck E. Cheese rather than.
Well, I'm not going to do that. And look, I won't order
crackers.
Buttered noodles on a date.
Red Bull.
Yeah, don't order chicken tenders on a date, okay, Chase?
But she might. Girls love chicken tenders.
Do you get like when you go to breakfast on a Saturday morning after a long Nashville night? Do you get like an apple juice?
No.
Do you drink out of like a sippy cup?
Maybe. No.
Do you wear a bib?
No, never wear a bib.
There we go.
If I know I'm going to go eat something that's going to be messy, I will wear a shirt. I don't mind getting messy.
Chase.
That'll do it for Stick to Sports.
Man.
Brought to you by Decorating Den Interiors. Request a complimentary appointment online, decoratingden.com. Hey, last night there was a draft, and it happened in the NBA. It was relatively intriguing. We'll talk about that next. Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game Nashville app.